Hello everybody and welcome to Riverside in Dundee for this afternoon's Lisa Evans League Cup final at under-13s level, and the game this afternoon is between Monifieth Reds and Bayside 13s. So the teams are just lining up and we'll be ready to kick off shortly, and in a moment I'll be able to give you the team lines. It's a beautiful day in Dundee, not too warm, maybe about 12 degrees or so. It's overcast overhead, there's been a little bit of rain early on. The pitch is dry, looks like it's going to be dry for the duration of the match. And having watched both teams warming up, they're absolutely raring to go. So I'll be back in a moment just with some more information about the teams. And we're due to kick off bang on time at 1 p.m. The game will be played over 2 30-minute halves, and I'll just at this moment give you the teams. Starting off with Bayside in goals is number 1, Alicia Yates. Defence, we've got number 2, Ailey Arnold. Number 8, Emma Petrie. In midfield, starting on the right is Caris Allen, number 10. In middle of midfield is Caitlin Wilson, number 7, and out on the left is Grace Dewar, who's number 6, and the striker to start off with is Callie Gibb, who wears number 3. You can just hear in the background there the girls ready to go. And the team for Monifieth Reds this afternoon is number 0 is AJ Meach, number 20 Amy Robertson, 39 Sasha Craig, 43 Libby Forster, 46 Trinity Wilson, 55 is Casey McCabe, 58 Katie Shaw, number 63 Callie Taylor, 72 Liberty White, 71 Neve Miller, and number 80 is Leah Malone. And so we're kicking off. Monifieth Reds have taken centre and they're attacking down the right. It's a cross into the middle which just evades the Monifieth strikers. It's out on the left. Still a lot of pressure here by Monifieth right from the start. Great pressure here from Casey McCabe, number 55. She's dancing around the edge of the Bayside box. And Monifieth Reds have won a throw-in out on the right, which is going to be taken by Libby Forster.
Good strong throw.
Give the shake.
She plays it in just to the edge of the box and it's cleared. Libby's still got the ball, she cuts across the box and she lays it off to Liberty White. Just before she does that, Caitlin Wilson's battling to win the ball back, but the pressure continues right since kickoff, and we've got Katie Shaw down the right hand side. She crosses it in and the block is made by Caris Allen, and it's out for the first corner of the game to Monifieth.
First touch,
Monifieth. So all the girls first doing touch, their job, they're well positioned. Yeah. Looks like there's going to be a couple of runners into the box. It goes to the back and there's a header off the post and into the keeper's arms. And the header there came from number 20, Amy Robertson. So that was a cross from the right, crossed into the back post. Amy Robertson unchallenged, header straight against the post. And it just broke along the goal line and straight into the grateful arms of Alicia, the Bayside goalkeeper. Alicia's then launched the ball downfield, and it's now a goal kick to Monifieth, and that's played out on the left, out of play, and it's a throw in to Bayside. Monifieth still in possession, and so number 53 again, who breaks through, and that's a fantastic save, but the ball breaks out to Katie Shaw and it's blocked again. It's almost constant pressure at the moment from Monifieth. That was a ball played through the middle. It was Casey who broke through, very strong run through the middle, pulled off a shot, saved by Alicia Yates again in goals, and then there was a follow up again saved by Alicia. So the corner's taken and it breaks out, and finally Bayside get to mount an attack, and it's Callie Gibb down the right. She crosses it in, Caitlin Wilson's in the middle, and that's a fantastic block there by Libby Forster. Comes back out to Callie. Caris Allen breaks to Caris Allen on the edge of the block, the box, a and she launches a shot from about 12 yards, and that goes over the crossbar, and it's a goal kick to Moni Feith. Just a special mention at this point for Bayside under-11s, which is my own team. They're providing the ball girls for today, so that'll ensure that the game keeps moving at a decent pace. So it's a goal kick, and it's AJ Meach who's going to launch it up to the halfway line. Amy Robertson gives chase under a bit of pressure from Karis Allen from Bayside, and the ball goes out to a throw-in on the left to Bayside. The ball breaks into the middle. It's Callie Gibb up against Libby Foster. Libby comes out on top this time, and she immediately plays it down the right to Katie Shaw. Katie Shaw is running down the line, down to the byline, cuts back, plays it into the middle to the unmarked Liberty White. Liberty gets a shot in that's blocked by the Bayside defender, Karis Allen, or Ailie Arnold rather. It's end-to-end stuff at the moment. Callie Gibb breaks down the right-hand side, and there's an unfair challenge there on Callie, and Bayside get their first free kick of the match. Down near the right-hand corner flag, and the challenge there that was deemed unfair by the referee was by Sasha Craig. So Karis Allen takes the corner on the right-hand side, breaks into Callie Gibb in the middle. She gets a shot away, it ricochets off a defender, back off Callie, and it's a goal kick to Moni Feith. So again, well, this time AJ tries something different. She plays it outright to the right defender. That's a fantastic ball up to Katie Shaw, who's getting a lot of joy down this right hand side. That was a great ball up there from the right defender, Libby Forster. Katie tries to get a cross in, but it breaks out for a goal kick. So Alicia plays it out left to Emma, and Emma plays the ball up, but Grace can't quite get there. That's Grace Dewar, number 6. And again, they break into the ball. It's Casey McLeod, plays it through. Just evades Katie Shaw there up front, and it goes into the grateful arms of Alicia. Again, back up the other end, and it's Caitlin Wilson who manages to get past a couple of Moni Feith players. She draws it back to number 6, Grace Dewar. She tries to get a shot away. It's blocked by Liberty White, who drives into midfield and tries to find Katie Shaw. Just a bit short of the pass, and now it's back in. Callie breaks into the box. She gets away from the defender. She's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. It breaks off the goalkeeper, and it spins behind for a corner. Fantastic first touch there by Callie Gibb. Takes it away from the defender. Gets herself a wee angle, and really, possibly that should have been a goal there if she'd managed to shoot into the corner. She managed to get a shot away, ricocheted off a couple of defenders and the goalkeeper. It could have spun anywhere, but it spun behind for a corner. So Emma Petrie has the ball down the left hand side, looking for a cross in there, but she loses out. She loses out to Katie Shaw, who again in one of her trademark runs up the right hand side, but this time Emma manages to recover her position and wins the ball back off of Katie, and she plays it on to Grace Dewar out in the left of midfield. She loses out to Libby Forster, who drives in down the right hand side, plays a decent ball into the box, but that just evades Casey up front and into Alicia's arms. Alicia again launches it down, trying to find Callie down the right hand side. Callie battling for the ball there with Sasha Craig. Sasha wins the battle this time, and the ball is out for a goal kick. If you're listening to the live stream, it would be very helpful if you could actually give me some kind of feedback on how the audio is sounding, and we can make any adjustments necessary. You can pop something up on Twitter using the hashtag Edutalk, and I'll be able to pick that up, or you can ping me an email Edutalk or email Bayside. In the meantime, here's Callie Gibb, breaks into the box, crosses it in, trying to find Grace Dewar at the back post, but AJ is there to cut out the cross on the ground, and she throws it out right to the standout player at the moment, Katie Shaw, up in right midfield. She plays the ball out, trying to find Amy Robertson out left, just too far away from Amy, and it goes out to a throw-in to Bayside. Sloane's down the right again, trying to find the danger player for Bayside, Callie Gibb. The ball's cut out there. The pass is cut out by Liberty. And Caris plays a ball into the defence there. Easily mopped up. The ball breaks to Emma Petrie, the left back. And Emma tries a shot from about 18 yards, trying to catch AJ off guard. And it's straight into her arms. That was Katie getting away again there, down the right-hand side. Amy, Katie, getting away from Emma there, playing a ball into the box, but it goes straight to Alicia. Grace plays it back to Alicia. Gets a lucky break there, off of Katie, and Bayside are able to slow things down a little and start again with a throw-in on the left-hand side. Again, they're trying to find Callie early. Callie breaks down the left this time. Tries to get past Libby Foster, but Libby wins that battle. Callie just switching sides there for a moment. Katie plays the ball past both Grace and Emma Petrie down the left-hand side. Fantastic run. Katie just played the ball in front of both of them there and challenged them to the chase, and she won this time. Then she lost out. Again, another disappointing ball into the box, goes straight to Alicia, but Katie has it again. This time she spreads it left out to Libby. Libby's trying to break into the box. Caris Allen blocks her there down the centre channel. Monifieth probing all the time, constantly running, particularly down the right hand side and down the middle. In Bayside's half, but they now have a throw-in on the right with Libby Foster, and the throw-in's headed out by Grace Stewart, but the pressure continues. Throw goes into the box. That's not a convincing header clear there by Emma, but they managed to get it out. Monifieth start again about 20 yards out. It's a big ball into the box there from Libby Foster. Again, for about the fifth or sixth time in a row, the Monifieth midfield just playing ball straight into Alicia's hands. Callie breaks into the box. She's down the right hand side, tries to find Caitlin Wilson with a cross. Caitlin in a great position near the penalty spot, but it's blocked by the Monifieth defence, and it goes out to a corner. Played short to Callie, back out to Caris. Caris tries to find Callie, but it's blocked again by the defence. Block, making the block that time was number 39, Sasha Craig, on the left of the defence, and it's a corner again to Bayside. Caris plays the ball in, well blocked yet again by Sasha in the front post. No joy yet for Bayside, and the ball's back out for a corner down the right for Bayside, and it's going to be this time it's going to be taken by number 10, Caris Allen. We'll see if she can. Well, she plays it short this time. Comes to Caitlin Wilson, who manages to wrap her right foot around the ball, but no power in the shot at all, and it just dribbles past AJ's right hand post. AJ plays it up into the middle of the pitch. Great interception there by Ellie Arnold in defence. Plays it up to Grace Stewart on the left. Grace tries to find Callie, but Callie's a little bit too central this time. She hasn't quite made the run down the left. And deep in Monifieth's half, it's a throw-in that's going to be taken by Libby. Libby launches it up to the halfway line. Got a duel with Caitlin and Katie there. Breaks out to number 55, Casey McCabe, who takes it across the park. She's now down the left, and she's able to start probing down the left-hand side. Tries to get a ball across there, which is blocked by Ellie Arnold. And it's out to a corner. It's out for a corner to Monifieth. Ball swings in. Oh, Katie was unmarked there. She could have gone with a header, but instead she tried to volley it in, and she's missed it. So Bayside have now got a throw-in. Played up to Grace Stewart in midfield, but she can't control it, and it's gone out for a throw-in to Monifieth. This is going to be taken by Libby Forster. Libby plays it into Katie, who tries to find Casey in the middle. bit of confusion there in the Bayside defence. A feeling there, I think, by Emma Petrie that the ball was going to go out for a Bayside back kick, but it's actually going out for a corner. Katie plays that in. There's a volley this time to control and managed to get away. Breaks out, and that's the first goal to Monifieth. That was fantastic control in the middle there. And the ball broke to Amy Robertson just off the penalty spot, and she drove a shot high into Alicia's top right hand corner. Unstoppable. The ball got played in there from the corner, caused chaos in the Bayside penalty area. They couldn't get it clear, and once the ball was set up for, teed up for Amy Robertson, there was really no way she was going to miss. She had a clear shot on goal, but it was a fantastic finish, a sweet strike, as I say, from just off the penalty spot, and that went up to the top right hand corner of goalkeeper Alicia Yates' goal. So, not far off halfway through the first half, and the score is Monifieth Reds 1, Bayside 13s 0. So, as I said earlier on at the top of the game, the top of this broadcast, fantastic setting here at the University of Dundee's Riverside Sports Ground. We've got a crowd of, well, apart from the ball girls and the substitutes and all the coaches, and including the parents, we've got a crowd here in the shadow of Dundee Airport of around about 120. Here's another corner coming in, it goes straight to Katie. At the back end of the penalty area, but it's cleared out. Kerris Allen tries to launch the ball upfield, breaks off the referee. And an early substitution here from Bayside, and it's number 6 Grace Dewar who's coming off to be replaced by 11 Eve Mooney. As I recall, Eve's fairly new to Bayside. I believe she's a Dalgety Bay girl who was formerly with Hillfield Swifts. I may be wrong, but I think that's what I remember. And bear in mind that it'll be rolling subs, so Grace Dewar's off at the moment, but I'm sure there'll be a chance she'll come back on later on. And Eve Mooney has taken a position over on the left hand side where Grace was previously. Again, Bayside struggling to clear the ball, so it's picked up by very strong midfielders. That's been evident so far. And an interchange there between Casey McCabe and Liberty White. No joy this time, but they're probing all the time, covering ground. When they're under pressure, they're taking a touch away from the defenders. They're happy to switch sides, they're happy to probe, cut across the pitch, go back and start again. Really fantastic performance so far by the two midfielders. But it's Bayside breaking now, and Caitlin Wilson plays a ball down to Caris Allen. Caris was a wee bit unsure there. I think the ball was maybe there to be won, but she decided to allow Monifieth Reds to put their foot in, knowing that they weren't really going to go anywhere. And the ball's going out for a chance to Bayside. Throw in for Bayside, gets played into Caitlin Wilson. She lets the ball run across her body. It's bouncing up for her, and she launches a shot from about 10 yards out, and that just clears the crossbar of number 0. The Monifieth Reds goalkeeper AJ Meach. So goal kick to AJ. As I say, a crowd of about 120 or so. Fantastic atmosphere. Everybody respecting the game, everybody respecting their opponents and their own teammates. Fantastic atmosphere, great spirit played in the game so far by two very hard battling teams. And just as I say that, we get the first foul of the game, committed by number 39 Sasha Craig on the ever elusive 7 for Bayside, Callie Gibb. So it's a free kick to Bayside. This is going to be launched into the box. The ball's played in, and there's no challenge on that at all. That was a ball launched in by number 2 Ailey Arnold out on the right. She was around about the halfway line. Played a ball not too lofty, just kind of dinked a ball into the box. But it evaded everybody and just trundled past AJ's left hand post for a by kick. As I'm sure you'll be able to hear, lots of all the players giving each other great encouragement. AJ's clearance goes straight down to Casey McCabe down left hand side. Can she keep it in? She manages to keep it in. She's protecting it down on the left hand corner. She manages to cut back in. She's looking for somebody to pass to. Amy's making herself available. Who's screaming for it? Libby's screaming for it, but she plays the ball into the box. Libby Forster was free in the middle there, and she was looking for a pass, but she decided to go herself. Played a ball into the box, and it was gathered at the second attempt by Alicia Yates. In the meantime, we've got a throw into Bayside down the left hand side. It was a bit of a knock. So just a bit of treatment here. Bit of treatment here for one of the Monifieth players. There was actually a substitution there, which I'll give you details of in a minute. Number 72, Liberty White, was replaced. I'll tell you who by in a minute. But Liberty's actually back on because of this injury to number 43, Libby Forster. So Libby's off the pitch just now, getting some treatment. That looked like a heavy knock. And Liberty White is back on. Meantime, it's Bayside attacking down the left-hand side. Callie Gibbs got the ball. She manages to get away from substitute number 63. Ball's played into box. Must be a goal for Bayside. And it's Caitlin Wilson with a shot from the penalty spot. And an absolutely stunning save by AJ Leach down to her left-hand side. Callie Gibb broke down the left-hand. She managed to evade the substitute. Who's number 63, Callie Taylor. She played a ball, cut it back to the penalty spot. And Caitlin Wilson, shot saved. And another chance for Bayside. Fantastic pressure from Bayside there. Ball down the right hand side. And the ball was cut back to number 8, Emma Petrie. Again, similar position to where Caitlin Wilson had been just 60 seconds ago. And this time, Emma Petrie's shot strikes AJ, the outside of AJ's left hand post, and goes past for a corner, pass for a goal kick. Two absolutely terrific chances there for Bayside, and really they should have taken one of them, particularly the first chance. As I say, the ball broke to Caitlin Wilson, unmarked on the penalty spot. She picked her spot, she hit a corner, and AJ, who is a tall goalkeeper, stunningly managed to get down to her left hand side. Turn the ball around the post. Quite magnificent save. But this will be more encouraging for Bayside now. They're certainly coming back into the game since the loss of that first goal halfway through the first half. Ball's back up towards the Monifieth midfielders. Again, they're winning the battle in midfield, and it's picked up by Liberty. Liberty plays it into Katie. Liberty gets the ball back, and the ball just gets stuck under her feet. As I'm sure you can hear a plane just coming past there, just coming over us. We're right on the flight path at Dundee University. That's a poor header there, and it's a chance for Bayside, a chance for Monifieth rather, and they're struggling to get the ball off Casey McCabe. Casey had a chance to get a shot away there, but the Bayside defenders recovered, and they've managed to win the ball back. And again, the out ball is there. Play it to Callie. Callie's up against the left hand side defenders. The ball breaks to Caitlin Wilson in the middle. She gets a shot away. Again, like Liberty White just earlier there, the ball just getting caught under her feet. The grass is in excellent condition, but it's a little bit on the long side, so the ball is kind of occasionally getting caught under her feet. There's another plane coming in to land at a very curious angle. Sorry for the momentary panic there, but I think it's coming in to land safely. Didn't realise the airport was so busy, particularly this time on a Saturday. Lots of big planes and small planes coming in to land. I suppose it adds to the atmosphere. So not much happening at the moment. It's a bit of a stalemate. Has been plenty of chances, not so many clear shots in goal. But lots of openings, and it's just the finished product that's letting some of the players down at the moment. Great mopping up there by number 2, Ailey Arnold, down on the Bayside right, and they managed to get the ball up. Bayside thought that was a throw-in just on the halfway line to themselves, but the referee disagrees and awards the throw-in to number 39, Sasha Craig, for Monifieth. The ball breaks. That's a fantastic shot there from Amy Robertson, the goal scorer. She gets her shot away from about 12 yards out. Fantastic precision right down to Alicia's right hand post. And this time Alicia manages to get down and touch the ball. Well, appeared to touch the ball round the post. It appeared to be a confident save there from Alicia. The referee disagrees and I think is saying that the ball evaded Alicia and actually hit the post, and she's awarded a goal kick. Callie spins her defence. This must be a goal. And the ball breaks, Callie. And, oh, fantastic defending again there. That was Eve Mooney and Callie Gibb both putting pressure on the defence there. That was an excellent piece of play. Again, the out ball from the defence of Bayside. They just played a ball right up the middle to Callie Gibb. She just rolled her defender in on goal. And between herself and Eve, they managed to get a shot away. And it was out for a corner. Corner's taken short. Comes off Katie Shaw, who's back doing the sterling defensive work. And Bayside have a throw-in down nearby the corner flag, to be taken by Emma Petrie. Emma gets it back. She plays a great ball into the back post. Well, I'm afraid Callie's playing absolutely brilliant, but she's not getting the height, so that ball, I think, was more intended for Caris Allen, but she hadn't got a position, and the ball's out to throw into Monty Feith. That's played down, as we'll hear from the shout there. Ailey does what her coach says and lets the ball roll out for a throw-in. So Bayside have it on the right at halfway line. Ailey launches that in, and it's headed clear by goal scorer Amy Robertson. And Ailey Arnold will try again to find a teammate. She plays it across field to Emma Petrie, and Emma just lofts it forward to Callie. It was a heavy challenge on Callie Gibb there, and the crowd and Callie not happy with that challenge at all. Callie again trying to roll the defender, but Callie anyway, she wins it back, plays it off to Caitlin Wilson. Caitlin Wilson drives down the left hand side, and Callie's got it down in the corner flag. She'll try and beat. No, there was a handball there from Callie Gibb. Referee deemed it as accidental. That was Callie up against Liberty, and this time Callie's managed to win a corner from Liberty White, who's had an excellent first half. So what happened just a moment earlier there was the ball broke to Callie. Callie tried to roll her defender. The defender was much stronger this time, but they were claiming to have been pushed. But anyway, ball gets played into Callie. Again, the defence come off best there. They're starting to get a little bit tighter to Callie. Ball's played in trying to find Callie again, but the defenders, Moyfield defenders all around her, and managed to clear it. And it's number 58, Katie, plays it up trying to find Amy Robertson, who's switched sides. She's on the right now, putting in a tireless amount of work. Amy loses out this time, and we've got Eve Mooney challenged by Liberty. Oh, Liberty's managed to find Katie down the right hand side. She's all on her own. She spears it into the middle, and it's a clear shot, and it must be a goal. And it is. It's a goal for Monifieth. It's 2-0. Fantastic pressure from Monifieth. It was just too much of an overload there, too much pressure. Katie was released down the right hand side, and she squared it in, and eventually the goal was scored, I think, by number 55, Casey McCabe. And between the two of them, one of them managed to score. I think it was number 58, Katie Shaw. So Katie made the run down the right. She was all alone on the right hand side, no pressure on her at all, and she played the ball. She cut the ball back to 55, Casey McCabe. Casey's shot brilliantly saved yet again by Lisa in goals, but the ball broke to Katie Shaw, who had continued her run, and Katie just tucked the ball into Alicia's bottom left hand corner. So as we approach half time, oh, Callie straight in, it must be a goal for 2-1, and Callie Gibb has scored right from the kickoff. The danger player yet again, Callie Gibb, and this time, having lost out in the last couple of occasions to the Monifieth defence, this time the ball just played to her straight from kickoff right down the middle. Callie ran right onto it. It was played in front of her. She took the one touch into the box and then buried the ball, side footed the ball straight forward, easy as you like, past AJ and the goals, and Callie picks it up again. Number 3, Callie Gibb, playing a fantastic performance up there. often on her own in the first phase of attacks. This time Callie loses out to Liberty, another player who's put in an incredible first half. Liberty drifts past the Bayside defence. She's down at the corner flag. She's trying to find a cutback. She cuts it back to Amy Robertson, and Amy from on the left hand side of the Bayside penalty area, Amy just lifts a shot 2 or 3 yards over the bar. So it really is a very exciting contest, a very exciting first half. And just to recap, if you're struggling with all the excitement of the last couple of minutes, the score is presently Monifieth Reds 2, Bayside 13s 1. The goals for Monifieth coming from number 20, Amy Robertson, and number 58, Katie Shaw. And the reply from Bayside coming just moments ago from number 3, Callie Gibb. Oh, just an unfair challenge there. Looked like a 50-50 ball between Emma Petrie and Katie Shaw. The referee deems that to have been an unfair challenge by Emma Petrie, and it's a free kick to Monifieth, and that's played in a fantastic effort there from Casey McCabe. So she was in the centre spot about 16 yards out, and she fired the direct free kick towards Lisa Yates' top left hand corner, and the referee said that it's taken a slight deflection, it's taken it just past the post, and it's a corner taken by Katie into the middle. Alicia straight to Alicia, but she elects to punch, and that comes straight back out to Katie Shaw. Katie beats Emma Petrie, plays a big ball to the back post, but there's too much on that, and her partner in a lot of the play this first half, Casey McCabe, just can't reach her deep cross. So throw into Caitlin Wilson. Caitlin again tries to find Callie Gibb up the right hand side. Callie plays a 1-2 in the midfield and gets it back, and she finds Eve in the middle. Eve's all alone, can she win the battle here? Ball breaks to Caitlin Wilson. Caitlin's still on the ball. Eve's in the middle. Eve Mooney's there. She takes a touch, just comes in behind her. She wins the challenge. She breaks into the box, and the referee says that there was a tug and there's a free kick to Bayside. Oh, fantastic pressure again by Bayside. Oh, controversial moment there. That was looked inside the box. Monifieth coach is not happy at all with that decision, claiming that there was a pull on a Bayside jersey. If the pull was inside the box, then surely it was a penalty. The referee says that the initial pull of the jersey was right on the edge of the penalty area. So Karis Allen has a free kick here. Karis Allen has a free kick just left of centre. It's right on the edge of the penalty area, and I think she's going to go for the shot. She plays it in. Fantastic save, brings out. Incredible deflection. Oh my goodness, and Callie just can't reach. Incredible phase of play there. So the free kick taken by Kenneth Allen, the ball broke out. I think it was AJ that saved it. She couldn't get her hands on it. The ball broke out to the midfielder Bayside, managed to get a shot away. The ball was blocked again, spun up into the air, heading towards the back post, and Callie Gibb dived in to try and get a touch on it, and she did, but the touch just took the ball past AJ's right hand post. So at half time, we'll leave you for a wee break for a couple of minutes. The score is Monifieth Reds 2, Bayside 1. Meantime, I've got a couple of Bayside players who have joined me at the side of the pitch, a couple of the ball girls today. First of all, we've got my daughter Niamh Noble, and we've also got Eloise Salt, who's my right back. So Niamh, to start off with, what are your thoughts on the first half?
Sometimes Bayside weren't closing down the ball quick enough, but and getting to the ball, but yeah. Obviously that happened in every single football match. Mm-hmm. There's always one time where someone's not quick enough to the ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But both sides are looking quite strong at the moment, definitely. Yeah. So
and what did you make of the goals then?
I like the first one.
That was Amy Robertson's. Yes. Amy Robertson's finish. Yeah. Fantastic finish. That to the top corner. Uh huh.
And I like Bayside one because it was just straight on from another goal, and they were just coming back strong.
Yeah, that was fantastic. So they went 2-0 down. A lesser team might have kind of their heads might have gone down, but straight away ball get played through the middle to Callie, ran onto it, and tucked it away. So who's the standout players for you? I know you won't really know the Monifieth players, or you'll be getting to know them now, but for both teams or for Bayside, who do you think the standout players are at the moment?
Well, Callie, definitely.
Uh-huh. Striker for Bayside.
Down, yeah, she's got down the line and it's good. Number 10,
uh-huh.
Karis.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She's doing well down the line too.
Uh-huh.
For Monifieth, I'm not really sure of the players, but I know that one of them kept on getting the end of the balls and everything,
Yeah. Right, thanks, Niamh. Just going to bring in Eloise now. Eloise, have you enjoyed the game?
Yes, I have, very much.
Uh-huh. Which team do you think is favourite to win at the moment?
Well, I'm not quite sure. They're both looking strong.
Uh-huh. They certainly are. And some fantastic talent on show as well. Some great skills. Which players have stood out for you? Which players are you enjoying watching?
Well, Callie, she's quite good. And Bayside. And Karis, number 10.
Number 10, Karis Allen, And, I get the feeling it's anybody's game. Second half might be the team that finishes their chances best.
Yes.
And a couple of controversial decisions. Did you see the decision near the end of the first half there? Do you think it was a penalty, or do you think the referee was right to give it as a free kick in the edge of the box?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I think the referee was great to give it.
Yeah, I think we'll trust the referee's decision in this occasion. And Jamie, have you been watching the first half?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Now, you're a student of the game. You're captain of Bayside 2002s and you're a volunteer coach. So what are your thoughts on the first half?
I think Monifieth have been very, very strong. Bayside have had to grow into the game, and they've taken quite a while to do that. But it's anybody's game in the second half.
Uh-huh. Okay, and... Who for you has been the standout? Any of the Monifieth players, for example?
I'm not too sure of their names, but
which number?
Number 55.
Number 55. Yes, that's Casey McCabe.
Yeah, she's looked very strong, and she's seemed to be terrorising the Bayside defence.
Yeah. Okay, and what about for Bayside? Who have you enjoyed watching?
Karis has been.
Karis.
Karis has been very good, and Kayleigh has been also very good, but has been a bit isolated up front.
Isolated up front, but I would say she's great playing up there, in the sense that she seems to always hold up the ball effectively.
Yeah, she seems to do that as well, yeah.
Uh-huh. And she took her goal excellently as well.
Yeah, very good shot.
And just finally, Jamie, what are your thoughts? What do you predict is going to happen in the second half?
I think Bayside will come back into the game a bit more, but they'll have to be wary of the number 55 for Monifieth.
Uh-huh. Right, thanks very much, Jamie. Enjoy the second half. So we'll be back in the next few seconds with the second half. I'm just going to have a little drink of water, and then we'll be all set to go. I'm sure it's going to be a pulsating second 30 minutes. And that's the second half kicking off, and straight away Monifieth are into attack, and it's Liberty breaking down the right hand side. She tries to find someone in the middle, but there's nobody there, and it's cut out by Alicia anyway. Alicia plays it out wide. She plays it out onto the left. Eve Mooney trying to take on Katie Shaw. Katie wins this time and just ushers the ball back to Libby Foster. Libby plays the ball out on the Bayside left, and just in line with the edge of the penalty area, it is a throw-in to Bayside. That looked like a foul throw to Callie, but the referee allows the game to continue. Expertly shielded there in at the corner flag by Callie Gibb, who's been the standout for Bayside so far. And Callie manages to win a corner off of the Monifieth defence. So the corner's played back to number 8 for Bayside, and it's played into the middle, and Just at the second attempt, the ball is gathered by Iji. Ball was played into the box there by number 8 for Bayside, Emma Petrie, the left defender. So Katie breaks into the Bayside half and wins a throw-in, which is going to be taken by Libby Foster. She's got four players in front of her, all of whom have played fantastically well in the first half, and that ball played into the middle. That was cut back there by Casey McCabe, and Katie and Liberty and Amy all trying to get there, but again Alicia manages to cut out the cross. The ball is down in the Monifieth half now, and it's a throw into Bayside. That was a quick throw taken there, and controversy, the ball breaks in, Callie's there, and the ball breaks out to Callie, and she just launches a shot over the bar. Now a controversial moment there. I don't think that the assistant linesman on this side was impressed at all by the throw in taken by number 10 Caris Allen. She seemed to flag for some kind of infringement, but the game was then allowed to continue. The ball broke eventually to Callie Gibb on the penalty spot. Callie blazed the shot over the bar. Callie's back on the ball again. Callie tries to find Caitlin Wilson. Caitlin loses out to Libby Foster. The ball's pumped back into the box, and Eve Mooney's up against Liberty White. Eve wins it this time, cuts it back to Caitlin Wilson, interchange with fantastic play, plays the ball into Callie Gibb, and it's a goal for Bayside. A fantastic goal from Bayside, and Callie runs half the length of the field. An absolutely fantastic goal there by Bayside to bring their scores back to 2-2, level pegging. Tremendous interchange down the left hand side from Caitlin Wilson and from Eve Mooney. They were passing the ball, probing the Monifieth defence. Caitlin played in Eve Mooney, and she just cut it back for Callie, who took it first time. Callie breaks into the box, and another chance for Callie Gibb. Extraordinary. So as I say, the ball got to Eve Mooney on the byline, she cut it back to Callie Gibb, and Callie expertly, just one swing of the boot, and managed to play the ball into the corner, and there was no chance for goalkeeper E.J. Meach. So 2-2. Caitlin Wilson decides to go for a run down the right hand side with her right foot. She tries to cut it back, blocked by Sasha Craig, and the ball's played up, but only as far as Caris Allen. Caris manages to play the ball inside to Caitlin Wilson. Great interchange again with Eve Mooney. Eve's really, one might say that Eve Mooney has changed the game since she's come on. And eventually the ball's cleared, takes a touch off of Eve Mooney, and up at the halfway line it's a throw into Monifieth to be taken by Libby Foster. Well, the quality of play has been of fantastic standard today so far, and each goal, very different goals all of them, scored by Amy Robertson and Katie Shaw for Monifieth, and Callie Gibb for Bayside. All very different goals, but excellent finishes of one and all. And we're sitting in the early stages of the second half with a scoreline of Monifieth Reds 2, Bayside 2. And it would be very hard to predict who is going to be the winner of the Lisa Evans SFA East Region League Cup for 2015. So the game will restart with a goal kick to the Bayside goalkeeper, Alicia Yates. Alicia launches it, again trying to find Callie. One might wonder if Monifieth might think about doubling up on Callie at times. You know, she's left alone with one marker, and the marker's always in tight behind her, but when she gets the ball at her feet, she's just causing chaos in the Monifieth defence. Callie goes down the right hand side, and a really tough challenge there from Sasha Craig, who's about twice her size. Callie comes off best this time, crosses the ball in, and that's cleared by Libby, and the ball is out in line with the Monifieth penalty area, and it's a throw-in to Bayside to be taken by Caris Allen, who's really come into this game. Monifieth coach is claiming a bit of foul throw. The ball breaks off Caitlin Wilson, who had her elbow raised somewhat, just at the edge of the box, and the referee puts a halt to Bayside's attack. And it's a free kick inside the penalty area that's going to be taken by AJ. AJ tries to find Amy Robertson down the left hand side, but in this dry pitch, Amy was never going to reach that. It sounds like a passenger liner's about to come over our heads, so sorry for the interference. Something different from Callie this time. The ball played right up the middle to Callie again, and then she just plays a sweet volley out left to Caris Allen, who drives into the box, finds Callie with a pass deep into the box. Callie tries to get a shot away first time. She's not one for sitting in the ball when there's a chance for a shot, and it's blocked, but the ball comes out to Emma Petrie, and Emma tries a shot from way out. She never quite had that ball under control when she was about to shoot, but sat up for her. She managed to get a shot away, and it just bounces into AJ's hands. AJ launches it down the field. There's not really anyone there, and Monifith coach is quite clearly pointing out there that was a ball to nobody. It was well beyond Katie Shaw. Far more players down the Monifith end just now, so when Alicia tries the same thing, it works, and Callie's got the ball, lays it off to Caris Allen, who plays a ball easily swept up by Libby, and Libby plays the ball down to Casey McCabe. Casey rolls the defender, breaks into the box, she's right in and goes. Can she get a shot away? And a covering challenge there by Ailey Arnold, and the ball just breaks off various legs into the grateful arms of Alicia. And the ball's up now with Caris Allen. Caris plays it up to Callie. Callie plays an interchange with Eve and Caitlin, which has really provided dividends so far this second half. A real tussle in the middle of the park here with Libby and from Monifieth and Caitlin Wilson from Bayside. Libby wins this time. Casey's got the ball again. Great at retaining possession. Fantastic play by Casey McCabe. Drifts across the pitch, doesn't quite get what she's wanting, and just plays the ball back to Libby to start again. Fascinating challenge there by Callie Gibb and Libby Foster. Callie wins this time against a girl, I was going to say much stronger, not at all, certainly much bigger. They're both having fantastic games, and eventually the ball goes down the right, and the ball's dinked through, but again a disappointing cross from Monifieth goes straight to Alicia, and Alicia plays the ball up the right hand side to Caris Allen, who plays in Callie tries to get away from Sasha. Fantastic first touch to the side, second touch was bound to be a shot, but this time Sasha read it well and plays the ball up again. Caris has it. Caris tries to release Sasha down the right towards the corner flag, however again in the dry conditions the ball's not holding up, and it's out to a goal kick, out for a goal kick to Monifieth. So time for a change for Monifieth, and number 20 Amy Robertson comes off, and she's replaced by number 80 Leah Malone. And Leah goes straight up top. Referee just confirming that there's 20 minutes left. Poor clearance there by Emma Petrie, but she manages to get away with it, and the ball breaks to Ailey on the opposite side of the pitch, and they're able to build again. Interchange between Caris and Callie. Callie lays it off to Caris, and the ball into the box. Caitlin Wilson tries to get a wee flick on it to maybe divert it into the far corner. It seemed to come off a Monifieth defender, but the referee decides that Caitlin touched it last, and it's a goal kick to Monifieth. AJ tries something different this time. She just plays it short, and the ball works its way up to Casey McCabe, who gets away from Caris, and she breaks into the box. She goes to the byline, tries to cut it back, and just held by Alicia there. She was trying to find the substitute, number 80 Leah Malone, but she expertly cuts out the cross. starting to see Casey, after a slightly slow start to the second half, come into the game. She really is a terrific talent, very strong, athletic, and with bags of skill. Callie picks it up, tries to turn Liberty. She gets a better Liberty, but she's not got past her yet. Again, plays the ball back to Caris. I've tried that a few times in the last few minutes. It's all a little bit disjointed. Caris and Callie are interchanging well down the right hand side, but not really much penetration. They're not really getting beyond the defence, and I just wonder whether it might be better to have a go down the left hand side again, where they got the equaliser, which was the fantastic passing between Caitlin and Eve. Anyway, Monifieth break into the box, but that's expertly swept up there by number 8 Emma Petrie, and Emma manages to find Eve keeps it in. Oh, there was a 3-on-3 there, but she's lost out. And here's Casey on the edge of the box. She gets a shot away. Oh, it was too straight. It was straight at Alicia. The ball came to Casey. She had her two corners to match. There was no pressure on her at all. But anyway, she takes the corner. And it comes. It's shouldered. Shouldered by Monifieth there. That was Libby. And the ball gets played down to Callie, who's on the run. She must score. And this must be a goal. It is. It's 3-2. It's worked again. Incredible. The long ball from Alicia played in. No one anywhere near Callie Gibb. Where did the defence go for Monifieth?
Emma!
They just seemed to be slow off the mark there. Alicia picked the ball up. She did what she's done previously in this game. She launched it downfield. The first bounce, Monifieth didn't cut it out. The second bounce, still no Monifieth player there. Suddenly the ball was through to Callie. There was nobody anywhere near her. And she just tucked the ball into AJ's bottom right hand corner. But Monifieth come back. That's another poor ball into the box. It's Katie this time, I think. Played the ball into the box there, but nobody there. And it's maybe the quality of the corners that's going to cost Monifieth this cup. Interesting, some battles developing across the pitch here. The referees just had a word there about with number 10 Caris Allen for Bayside. Nothing more than a bit of advice and a little bit of a words getting exchanged there between a couple of the players, but I'm sure the game will continue in a good spirit. So roughly 14 minutes left, and just to confirm, the score is now, we've got a turnaround. It's Monifieth Reds 2, Bayside 13s 3. And will we see Liberty coming more into this game? She was everywhere in the first half. She went off for a couple of minutes, then an injury caused her to come back onto the pitch. But we haven't seen much of Liberty the second half, but we are seeing Casey coming much more into the game. She plays a wee ball with the outside of her foot into the penalty box. That's easily swept up by the Bayside defence, Emma Petrie in particular. When the ball breaks to Katie at the back, Alicia comes out. Oh, she had to be brave. It was the correct decision from Alicia. The ball broke on the right hand side of the penalty box to number 58 Katie Shaw. Alicia decided to do the defender's job. She came out, narrowed the angle, and the shot came in. She was there to block it out for a shy. Liberty picks the ball up in the middle of midfield. She drives forward, there's no challenge there. She plays the ball off Caitlin Wilson, and suddenly we've got a 2v2. If Caitlin can get past Liberty using a fantastic athleticism to close down the ball there, to stay tight to Caitlin. Caitlin is also a fantastic athlete herself, and Liberty really had to stretch there to stop that cross coming in. She successfully prevented the cross coming into the box, because it really was a dangerous situation. It was looking like a good attack there from Bayside. The ball's out for a corner. It's going to be taken in a moment by number 10 Caris Allen, but for the time being, we've got Number 72 for Monifieth, Liberty White, just receiving some treatment on the pitch. She looks to have taken a really heavy knock, or maybe stretched a muscle there, trying to prevent that cross coming in. She seems to be in a lot of pain, so I'm afraid that looks as if it will be the end of Liberty's involvement in this Lisa Evans League Cup final, with the score currently Bayside 3, Monifieth Reds 2. So we've got a wee break on play here just now. The players are getting their shoelaces tied and taking on water and getting a well-deserved rest as we enter the final 10 minutes or so of this pulsating cup final. That's a real shame to see this. Liberty's actually been carried off the pitch. Unsure as to where the injury is. She's in a lot of pain. She's very, very upset. A girl that's contributed so much to this cup final. It's distressing to see. I think she'll be alright. I think she'll be alright in a minute, but she's lying flat out in the grass in the touchline. The corner comes into Cali. She tries a wee flick with her right foot. Again, trying to catch out AJ. Always knowing the route to goal. Always trying to get a shot on goal where possible. Never taking too many touches. Fantastic first touch. Sometimes she goes for the direct approach, and my goodness, it's paid off today. Great break into the box though. There's real pressure here. Bayside getting numbers back. And they've got Amy Robertson back on, so Liberty's off again. Liberty's off, and number 20, Amy Robertson, is on. She's playing in a different position this time. She's playing in midfield rather than up front, although that position might change. The scoreline stays the same, but this is a fantastic break by Monifieth. They're down the right hand side, ball comes in. Who can get a foot on it? Oh, bit of a stramash there in the middle of the defence. Eventually, the ball falls at the feet of number 2, Ailey Arnold, and Ailey plays it out for a throw-in to Monifieth. Again, just in line with the penalty area. Interesting substitution here for Bayside. We've got the substitute. Well, this is what happens, of course, within youth footballers, rolling substitutes. So Eve, who's been incredibly effective since she came on, Eve Mooney, is off. And meanwhile, there's a deep ball into the box. Who's going to get there first? It's the Bayside defence, and they managed to sweep that clear. They would have been in trouble if a Monifieth player had got to that first. And here comes Casey, driving into the box. A fantastic run. Will she get a shot away? She does, and it's held by Alicia. Oh, fantastic run deep into the Bayside box there. And I'll stay up with play because, yes, you've guessed it. Alicia's played a ball right down the field to Cali. Cali lays it off to Karis. Karis plays a weak ball into the box, but it does come right back out to her. And there's two forwards waiting in the ball coming in. Karis plays a disappointing ball through. Neither to Emma Petrie nor to Cali Gibb. And AJ launches it downfield. Brilliantly held up by substitute number 80, Leah. She gets the break of the ball.
Alicia!
That's a weak shot away there. And it comes to Alicia. So just to recap, we've got number 20, Amy Robertson, back on the pitch, who's substitute for number 72, Liberty White, who's still flat out on the grass, which is a shame. See, but here it comes. Oh, Amy Robertson had a snapshot just at the edge of the box. Again, Alicia had come out to her. Ball's played up to Cali. Cali gets the break of the ball. She's just going to take them for a run. She's in on goal. This could be 4-2. She gets her shot away into the corner. It breaks out. Bayside must score, and it's a goal. It's 4-2 to Bayside. A terrific run by Cali. The ball then seemed to break out again to Emma Petrie, who's playing in an advanced role. She cut the ball back, and Caitlin Wilson on the edge of the box, first time shot into AJ's top left hand corner. A terrific finish by Caitlin Wilson, and the score at Riverside and Dundee in this Lisa Evans Cup final. Well, what a turnaround. Half time 2-1 to Monifieth Reds. The scoreline now reads Bayside 13-4, Monifieth Reds 2. But Monifieth will certainly not give up. And then this incredible player, Casey, drives into the box. And she's blocked out by a combination of Ailey Arnold and the goal scorer, Caitlin Wilson.
Mark up, girls! Mark up!
Just several minutes remaining of this terrifically exciting cup final. It's a 2-goal deficit for Monifieth. They have played so well, they've contributed so much to this cup final. One feels that it's not over yet. And there will clearly be a few minutes added on for the injury to Liberty. Ball gets played into the box. Bayside were a bit slow off their mark there. It comes back out. A good interchange. And the ball comes into the box. Oh, and it breaks out. They can't get the ball cleared. And the shot comes in from the right-hand side of the penalty area. Broke out there to number 58, Katie Shaw, who we haven't seen quite as much of in this second half, and she launches a right foot shot again over the bar. And there's no doubt that if the score, well, hold on a minute, here come Bayside, it's a 2v1, it's Caris and Callie. We interchange, Callie lays it off to Caris and then makes a run in behind the Monifieth defence, and she manages to win her team a throw in deep inside the Monifieth half on the right hand side.
You stay out there, Sasha. That's it.
In fact, it's a corner that's going to be taken by Caris. Caris and Callie, I said that they might get more joy down the left hand side, but there's no doubt that the teamwork between these two girls has been highly effective in this second half. Initially the joy was down the left hand side, and that has continued, but they've also effectively made use of the right flank as well. Bayside in no rush to get the game restarted. It's a corner. There's options in the box. Caitlin Wilson's in the middle. Callie's going for the short one. Indeed, she's taking the short corner. Callie just protecting the ball in the corner flag. That's blocked by Casey McCabe, but still the ball's down the right hand corner of the Monifieth half, and that's no use at all to Monifieth. Ball dinked into Callie, but she'll control, lets her down this time. It was a difficult ball to control, and it's gone out for a goal kick to Monifieth. AJ plays a ball, goes all the way down to substitute Leah Malone, lays it off to Amy Robertson, playing in a deeper role now. She goes out wide to Katie beats Grace this time, plays a shot in, fantastic shot there by Katie Shaw. She managed to get away from Emma Petrie, and that shot just cleared the top of Alicia Yates' bar. Substitute for Bayside, so the tireless Caris Allen goes off. What an effective second half she's had. Caris is off for a well deserved rest, and she's replaced. Just confirm in a moment who the replacement is.
And again!
That's.
Come on, Money Thief! Come on, Money Thief!
It is indeed number 4, Megan Stewart. So Megan Stewart on for Caris Allen. Right, and here comes Casey. She's breaking into the box, and it's a shot, fantastic shot, but it's straight down the throat of Alicia Yates. Too central, again, not making her work at all. And she gratefully picks it up and plays a ball straight down the middle. It gets through. Callie's in again. Poor header, so it lands straight at Callie Gibbs' feet. Poor header there from the Monifieth defence. They couldn't clear the lines. And Callie, like a professional, just heads straight for the corner flag. She's up against Amy Robertson. Amy just twists her right foot around Callie, but all she can do is knock the ball out for a throw-in. Throw-in will be taken on the right-hand side by Caitlin Wilson. Just a reminder, with just a couple of minutes left plus injury time, the score is Bayside 4, Monifieth Reds 2. Oh, another foul throw there, I think, so couple of foul throws there from Bayside. The referee let them retake the second time, but this time he's decided that it's going to be a throw into Monifieth. But Monifieth desperately running out of time. Another substitute for Monifieth, number 71, Niamh Miller, tries to get away from Caitlin Wilson. Well, Caitlin just happy to knock the ball out, and the ball's still with Monifieth. Great play, nice wee flick there from Libby Foster, and she tries to break into the box, but we're going to have a free kick, front and centre, to Monifieth, and this is a really dangerous position. With just a few minutes left, substitute Megan Stewart, number 4, getting a talking to from the referee from that heavy challenge, but there's no damage done. However, it's a really dangerous position for Bayside, leading 4-2 as we enter the final moments of this cup final. And free kick is going to be taken by number 55, Casey McCabe. Absolute star performer in this match. It looks like she's going to shoot direct at goal. There's bodies everywhere. There's a two-man wall. There's people on the goal line. Alicia's ready for this. And Casey fires in the shot. And it's over the bar. Disappointing finish there. Didn't make the keeper work at all. Again, I just wonder whether this is the story of the certainly the second half of this game, the choices have been disappointing. The shots have not made Alicia work. Alicia's a fantastic keeper, but she's not been asked to do too much. She's produced a couple of good saves, and so many other chances have just gone over the bar. Alicia manages to usher Bayside down the other end of the pitch, and again it's deep inside Monifieth's territory. But no doubt Casey will manage to help the team to break up field. She's still under terrific pressure by Ailey Arnold, and Ailey actually wins this time. Ailey tries to find Callie inside her. Callie would have been free to bear in and goal, but she loses out this time. And some great interchange, great passing by Monifieth, and they break down the right hand side. Katie loses out there to Emma Petrie. Down in the Monifieth attacking right, and it's out for a corner. Katie's going to launch this in. Casey's loitering with intent. It breaks to Amy Robertson, but the touch lights are down there, and the ball's cleared up the park. Caitlin Wilson's going to get there first, and Callie Gibb breaks away to the back post. Can she find her? Can Caitlin find her at the back post? Oh, she goes near post. I think she might have been caught in two minds there. It was neither a short nor a cross. The ball's launched down, but substitute Megan Stewart has been fantastic since she's come on. Launches a header up. Callie breaks into left. There should be number 5. It must be. And it's an own goal. It's an own goal. Bayside have scored again. A terrific run by Callie Gribb into the box. She got a shot away. AJ managed to save it, and it broke off an unfortunate Monifieth defender and just flew into the back of the net. So unlucky there for Monifieth. But the Bayside pressure made the difference there. And we're just seconds remaining, no doubt. We'll see about injury time. The score is Bayside 5, Monifieth Reds 2. So unlucky for Monifieth there at the end up, but the pressure from Bayside told. It was the terrific breakdown field. Callie, absolutely superb again. Yeah, managed to put the pressure on the defenders. Got one sighted goal, got a shot away. It was greatly saved by AJ just down to her left. Still pressure on there from Bayside, but it was immaterial because the ball just broke off an unlucky Monifieth defender, and no control over that at all. The ball went flying into the back of the net. So 5-2. Callie's away to the corner again. Great intelligence. Callie just takes it to the corner flag, hovers about for a couple of seconds, and then just invites the challenge from the Monifieth defender.
Somebody put a bit of pressure on the ball.
Substitute again for Bayside, which I'll tell you about in a moment. Callie's well, that Callie just on the edge of the 6-yard box there. Tried to hold the ball up. This time it just bounced off her and went out for a goal kick. So AJ this time launches it high downfield, and Libby's trying to win that. Libby's got the throw in. She's trying to find Katie. Katie Shaw still got the ball, trying to link up with Libby Forster, but they lose out. And Bayside have the throw in deep in their half. They'll try and get this upfield. Casey McCabe has it out on the right. She tries to cut infield, still bags of energy. She gets the shot away. It's blocked by number 7 Caitlin Wilson for Bayside. They're just going to try and clear this upfield, and there goes the full time whistle. A terrific achievement, terrific performance by Bayside, coming back from 2-1 down to win the Lisa Evans League Cup final for 2015. Full time at Riverside in Dundee, it's Bayside 5, Monifieth Reds 2. Terrific effort by all the players on show this afternoon. Bags and bags of effort, 100% effort at all times, terrific skill. Every single goal had quality written all over it. And Bayside take the title and the trophy. If you're interested in listening to the commentary again, and I hope it was okay for you, you'll be able to access the podcast at edutalk.cc from tomorrow onwards. So commiserations to Monifieth Reds. Deserved so much out of that game. Terrific performance. The title goes to Bayside 13s, who have won the cup by 5-2, and congratulations to all the players, parents and coaches.